Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you a coffee drinker? Are you tired of your old coffee maker? Well, Peterson Industries is running a focus group next month, and we're currently looking for volunteers to try out our newest coffee and espresso maker. You'll have a chance to provide feedback and tell us what you think of the coffee maker's features. And as a bonus for your participation, you'll receive a coupon for 50% off the coffee maker once it hits the shelves. To sign up, visit our website.
Number 71. What type of product is being discussed? Number 72. What is the purpose of the advertisement? Number 73. What bonus is mentioned? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, it's Lena. My flight's been delayed because of bad weather and I'm stuck at the airport here in Vancouver. Anyway, I don't think I'll make it back to work tomorrow. The clients from Spain are coming in at 2 o'clock and I won't be able to meet with them. Fortunately for us, Paul lived in Spain for 10 years. Could you stop by his office, explain the situation, and give him the client agenda?
Number 74. Where is the speaker? Number 75. What will happen at the company tomorrow? Number 76. Why does the speaker say,
Paul lived in Spain for 10 years?
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
To begin today's staff meeting, I'm happy to announce that our plans to create an outdoor work area have been finalized. When the project is completed, there'll be individual workstations and tables for small group meetings. If you want to see what the space will look like, there's an architectural layout posted on our company's homepage. Be sure to let us know if you have any questions or concerns. Some of you have already expressed concern about accessing the internet outside. I can assure you, wireless internet connectivity will be available.
Number 77. What is the announcement about? Number 78. What can the listeners find on the company website? Number 79. According to the speaker, what have some people expressed concern about? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
It's almost the end of our tour of China's most magnificent cities. I hope you're enjoying every moment with us at Haonan Tour Company. Now then, let's talk about tomorrow. We'll be joining a boat trip down the Li River. Not surprisingly, tickets are sold out. Luckily, this is included in our tour package. Finally, don't forget to bring your tour ID card with you everywhere we go so that you can get the discounts and perks that we've arranged for you with local businesses.
Number 80. Where are the listeners? Number 81. What does the woman imply when she says,
tickets are sold out?
Number 82. What does the speaker remind the listeners to bring? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
Don't have time to shop for groceries? Well, you're in luck. Your Food Cart is a new online service that delivers groceries from your local supermarket. In less than 5 minutes, you'll be able to place an order to have groceries brought right to your door. To get started, create an account at www.yourfoodcart.com. Then you can select the groceries you'd like and a delivery time. Our team will shop for you and bring the groceries to your home. And that's not all. If you place your first order before the end of this month, you'll receive a complimentary bag of locally grown apples. Don't wait. Try Your Food Cart today.
Number 83. What kind of service is being advertised? Number 84. How can the listeners start using a service? Number 85. What special promotion is available? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'd like to welcome Mei Wang, the new staff writer for the Arts and Culture section of our magazine. For the past 5 years, Ms. Wang was the lead reporter for the local newspaper in her hometown. Even though she wrote for a small newspaper, I think you might recognize her name. In January, she won a prestigious national award for her news story about community theatres in small towns. I'm sure you all are eager to get to know Ms. Wang better, so we'll be holding a luncheon for her today, and everyone is invited. Please stop by the conference room at noon for soup and sandwiches.
Number 86. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 87. According to the speaker, why might the listeners be familiar with Ms. Wang? Number 88. What event are the listeners encouraged to attend? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following broadcast.
And in local news, here's a reminder from the Grantson Community Center about their fundraising event this Saturday evening. The center is holding a comedy festival featuring some of the area's most well-known comedians. Proceeds from the event will help support the center's project to improve its building. They want to raise funds to paint colorful murals on the outside walls. So come on down and enjoy the show. The center's also looking for a few volunteers to help set up the sound equipment for the show. If you're able to help with that, please give them a call.
Number 89. Who will be featured at Saturday's event? Number 90. What is money being raised for? Number 91. Why are volunteers needed? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Omar. This is Anusha from Behringer Media Productions. I'm editing the video you wanted made, and after reviewing the film, I think we should change some of the colors so that the contrast is more noticeable. I went ahead and created a version with the new colors. Now, I know you were hoping to view a draft by this afternoon, but unfortunately, I'm having some trouble uploading the file. So I'll call you with an update tomorrow.
Number 92. Which field does the speaker most likely work in? Number 93. What improvement did the speaker make? Number 94. Why does the speaker say,
"I'm having some trouble uploading the file"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and schedule.
Good job, everyone. Today's end-of-season sale was a huge success, and you all did a good job assisting customers. We're almost completely sold out of winter accessories. There are only a few gloves and scarves left, and coats are selling well. This is great because we're expecting the first shipment of spring clothes next Tuesday. We really need to clear out as much space on our shelves as possible. There's been one change to tomorrow's schedule. Patrick will be out, so I'll be filling in for him myself.
Number 95. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 96. What will happen next Tuesday? Number 97. Look at the graphic. What job will the speaker do tomorrow? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and list.
Hi, Selma. This is Alberto. I'm still out of town training staff at our store in Manila. I'll be here training them until the end of this week. I just remembered that I was supposed to place the order for printer cartridges for our offices, but I forgot to do that. Would you be able to order them? You can find the item number for the printer cartridges on the list on my desk. Oh, one more thing. Can you let me know when you're available next week? We need to start interviewing for a new receptionist when I get back to the office. Thanks.
Number 98. Why is the speaker traveling? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which item number should the listener order? Number 100. What does the speaker say will happen next week?